Live from the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio Studio, you have just tuned into the Wendy Powers Show. Wendy is a true clairvoyant. She has been on numerous TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. She has made many amazing predictions in the media which have come true. In her show, she covers spiritual topics, and of course, you can get into the queue for your mini reading. Wendy Powers is not only a world-renowned psychic, she is an ordained minister, radio talk show host, writer, teacher, public speaker, intuitive counselor, and a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into queue as phone lines fill up quickly with requests for a live psychic mini reading. That number again to call in for a mini reading is 646-378-0378. Here now is one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
Thank you, Courtney. That was a wonderful introduction. And Courtney is my producer. You will talk to her when you call into the show. And again, thank you for all what you do, Courtney. We are going to have an amazing show today. I am Wendy Powers, and I have a guest and a topic that may interest many of you. I find in my readings, and I do one-hour readings and personal or on the phone, because I see many of you in the queue that are from all over the world. So don't worry, you'll be able to get a reading as well if you book an appointment with me, because again, just like on the radio, I can read people all over the world. But in my readings, I find that sometimes people are stuck. You know, they keep repeating the same problem over and over again. They find themselves drawing the same type of relationship and being disappointed, or not bringing someone to them at all, finding themselves continually in the same emotional turmoil, or worse yet, being in fear to go forward. Sometimes we have unrealistic fears, and we don't know quite what to do. But even in doing my readings and predicting some things for people's future, sometimes they'll call me up and they'll say, Wendy, the timing must be off because it isn't happening yet. And then I tune into them and I find out they're kind of caught in fear, anxiety, distress about allowing that person to come in. That person is probably right there, or that job, or whatever the situation is, or even a health issue that they keep repeating over and over again and just feel tired and depressed and lonely, and they don't know what to do. They just get stuck. And so today our topic is your future stuck in your past? And for those of you who would like to read a complete article that I wrote about it in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide for the May issue, go to bodymindspiritguide.com. And remember that you can click in and read the whole magazine. You don't have to be in the Metro Detroit area. You can read the whole magazine, my article, and all the wonderful articles and things that are on the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide in the guide that goes hard copy to people in the Metro Detroit area. We live in a technology age where you can read it anywhere in the world. So I have a complete article on it explaining what we're going to talk about today. And what we're going to talk about today deals with past life regressions, sometimes just current life regressions, because we don't know where we're stuck. I can see it psychically where we're stuck, but that doesn't heal the problem. It doesn't take care of the problem. We can, I can see it all day long, but then people get themselves caught and don't go forward. And so I have a wonderful guest today who, as in reading the article, those of you who will click on bodymindspiritguide.com and read this full article, you'll find that she was a blessing that came into my office because I asked the universe to find someone who does past life regression for people that I know are in turmoil, my many clients that find themselves kind of in that caught place, that fearful place. And here she walks in to be a, you know, a client. And little did I know, there she was. This was God's blessing to me to bring her into, you know, my world to help my clients. So I have brought her on my radio show. And so I'm going to welcome, and I hope you welcome, Colleen Swanson. She's a certified hypnotherapist. She's really a true professional, and she specialized in something called quantum healing hypnosis therapy, and she's going to explain that a little bit, because this is a very unique therapy. The nice thing about this, many of you who say, well, you know, I've done hypnosis, I've done all that, this is done in one session. So she gets right to the situation, and she's able to, you know, put the healing together for you in that one session. So it's quite amazing. And that's basically, it's called QHHT, so Quantum Healing Hypnosis Therapy. And so here, without further delay, we're going to bring in Colleen, and she's going to explain a little bit further. And are you there, Colleen?
Yes, I'm here, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, you're a blessing. And anyone who is out there doing what you do is so needed. And believe it or not, there's a lot of people, as you know, doing hypnosis, and sometimes they'll pick up on past lives, but they in that hypnosis, but you do a healing. So explain to us, Colleen, a little bit about what the quantum healing hypnosis therapy really entails.
Yeah, so you know what, this technique is different from traditional hypnotherapy in several ways. It, as you said, it is a one-time process, which is why I allow 4 hours a session. And it's different in the sense, too, that I ask my clients to make a list of questions before they come see me that they would like answers to. This could be, as you know, mentioned, it could be health-related or it could be relationship-related. There's really, it's a whole range of what it could entail. Most come to me as well with the same question, which is, what is my life purpose or why am I stuck? So during the interview with somebody, it can be, you know, 1 to 2 hours. I get to know my clients and their history, why they came to me and what they're looking to heal, what's been holding them back or creating a block in their life. And once we start the regression therapy, the client will go to whatever time and place is really significant to their present circumstances. Mm-hmm. Some people go to one time and place, while other people might go to several. It's really unique to each person. There's really no set way that it works, because the subconscious is going to take them to where they need to go. There's no controlling the outcome of this. And then afterward, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, after we go through that process, I work with the subconscious, or some people might call it the higher self, and this is where the list that I have them make comes into play. So you see, a person has the answers. The subconscious has the answers to everything, and that's really what makes this technique different, because we can get to the source and not just clear one issue but several, because I have a lot of people that would call and say, you know, I have a fear of heights, but I also have weight issues, relationship issues, and with traditional hypnotherapy, you can really only focus on one. But with this, you're really focusing on the life as a whole and what's causing the block.
Well, that, you know, it's so fascinating to me that, you know, that we can go in there and unlock those fears, unlock those stuck spaces, because we're here, as everyone who usually listens or seeks spiritual development knows, that we're here on the earth to kind of learn. We're here to release our karma, to learn and go through the process. But when we get caught, we find ourselves in this bad place or depressed place, and you're able then to release them. I think that's just a wonderful thing. I also would like our listening audience to know that I will be doing readings. So, you know, I know that I've got a full load of people into the queue at this point. So be patient, and we're learning something amazing here today, and it'll help you. But I will be doing readings as the show continues, so please be patient. But what I really would like for Colleen to do is to tell people why it takes 4 hours or maybe a little more.
Yeah, you know, it takes 4 hours because you can't just have somebody come in and have them really, really get into detail about their life in 20 minutes. That's just not realistic. So, you know, the first, like I said, it can be one. It can even be up to 2 hours. I don't put a time limit on that, because it's a really important time for somebody to be able to sit down and, you know, kind of go through their life and what mm-hmm. got them to where they are today in my office. And, you know, sometimes they'll come in with one issue that they'd like to work on, but once we get talking and they kind of start to open up about things, then there's other things that they start to realize. And so it's really important to have that time to be able to sit down and listen and get to know the person, what it is that they're looking for. So it's definitely something that, yes, it's 4 hours, but again, it's only a one-time process.
But that's the good thing. It's like you go through an interview everyone, and it's much less expensive, because a lot of people, when they go to hypnotherapy or, you know, even traditional therapy, they're told to come back and back and back and back until they finally resolve the problem. You're able to go through a first-time interview that's extensive, really understanding what they might think they're there for weight, but they're really there for something completely different and don't know it, and that's what's causing them to have a fear or a weight issue or a love issue or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very comprehensive in this. So it's well worth that four-hour session, and I would say that you couldn't do it. There's no way possibly you could do justice to it within an hour, which is the traditional hypnotherapy, kind of a path. Is that not correct?
Yeah, it is correct. And, you know, like you said, it is really important to allow for that time, and especially once they're in the process itself, because like you said, they might come for weight and find that they have something totally different come up. And the great thing is, you know, once they're in that state, they're kind of out of the picture. They don't have to worry about what's going to come up. The appropriate past life, for some people, it might be this lifetime. Maybe they're just regressing back to childhood and it was something that was, you know, buried, but it's creating a block right now. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's really so many different ways that it can go.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, when you're talking about hypnotherapy, it's just really kind of unlocking the door between the conscious and the subconscious mind. The conscious mind can make decisions. The subconscious mind just records everything literally. It's like your hard drive. It records everything, has no opinion, nothing. It's just the event is recorded. It's impressed upon the brain, but it's also impressed upon the soul. And so what happens when you're in the conscious mind, walking around, you know, going through your daily life, and you have an anxiety attack or you have some other type of issue that comes up, depression, sadness, just not sure how to make a decision, whatever that might be. That's the conscious mind wrestling with what's recorded in the subconscious mind that they're not even consciously really aware that that's what they're wrestling with. And I know that because I deal with people in doing my readings. I tune into that life path, their karma, and I can see that what's going on and why you're stuck. It's wonderful to tell people where they're going, but we want to make sure that they get there in a timely manner if it's something positive so that they can release karma. And sometimes I've noticed, Colleen, in my readings that, you know, we can bypass some of the negative things that maybe I perceive for them on their life path. For instance, you know, going through a divorce or you know, having a depression or having problems bringing friends into their life, because we've gone into the subconscious mind. And we're able then to see it, then you bring it into that part where it can reason with it, release it as a fear, so that when we're back into full conscious mind again, we're able to cope with and pass by negative karma. It's kind of like a fast track or having a tutor of sorts on the spiritual level, and that's the way I view it. I don't know if that's the way you see it, but...
You know, it's a good point that you bring that up, because a lot of times we have contracts with people in our life. So, yes, for example, if somebody's in, you know, a relationship that's just horrible, it's not working, but they can't get out of it, you know, and we go back and we do this regression therapy, well, they might find that they had a past life with this person, and then in this lifetime, you know, their lesson is to be able to stand up for themselves and walk away. You know, mm-hmm. until they do that, you know, they're going to be stuck. So... That's another thing that they can do is, you know, we can find out, what is my contract with this person? Should I be with this person? So that's a great point that you bring that up.
Well, and I find that in life, I had a client in my office yesterday, and he was kind of caught in this one relationship, not necessarily a positive relationship, but one that, you know, we call soulmate relationships. And I've often told people in the past, soulmate does not mean perfect mate. It's like they're just the way it is. Soulmate means you're part of my soul cluster, and we may have had past lives together, and we're kind of caught in this continual loop of issues and problems that, you know, even though we're in another lifetime, and boom, they're back in our life. And the nice thing about going into past life regression therapy, which is what I was so excited about finding you, Colleen, is that I can send people to someone like yourself and be able to release that karma or that lesson. It's like being able to go to a tutor, release that, say, okay, I understand that. Now I can let it go, and it no longer is going to haunt me. I'm no longer going to be held back. Now I'm clear of that particular lesson, and now I can move on. Eventually, hopefully, being able to evolve enough to find your celestial mate, which is a relationship that doesn't have all those negatives and doesn't have all that hold back and those, you know, constant distrust and anxiety about. And so that's why I find what you do so purposeful. And, you know, now tell me, Colleen, the quantum healing hypnosis therapy, who originally kind of brought this to, you know, to the field? You were telling me about that.
Yeah, her name is Dolores Cannon, and she spent over 45 years. She originally started off doing traditional hypnotherapy, and she started questioning, you know, why aren't we just regressing the client and getting them to the source of the issue? And so she created her own technique, and over her 45 years, really mastered something that was just really bringing about a healing and a difference for people that, you know, the traditional hypnotherapy wasn't. And so it was in her findings and her, you know, trial and error that she just created this wonderful, amazing program that has just been, you know, phenomenal and really bringing about a change in people's lives that they're really looking for but have been struggling to find.
And that's so wonderful because, you know, you picked up, you know, knowing that you had a purpose to help people and actually heal their problem and wanted to go beyond just the traditional hypnotherapy, not to say that that does not have great value, but to go beyond just trying to target a symptom, but now we're trying to find the cause. And that's the important thing. It's like when a doctor gives you a drug for a symptom to suppress it, is he finding the root cause of your health issue? So that's where I kind of analyze this situation, that you're going to the root cause so that you can heal it instead of just dealing with the symptom.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, traditional hypnotherapy has definitely helped people. I'm not saying it hasn't. It certainly has, but yeah, as you mentioned, this is really getting to the cause. And, you know, for some people, you know, maybe they've had a headache their entire life and medication's not working. They don't know what's causing it. Well, there have been times where when you regress somebody, you find maybe in a past life that there was a certain trauma to the head, and that trauma needs to be released and cleared, and they need to work through that. And there's just, you know, so it's not just so much even on an emotional level, but there's physical healings that can occur as well.
Absolutely, and that's a very important point to make, because a lot of people do carry health issues related to things that they aren't even aware of, because the doctor will do all types of tests on them, and they'll go, well, you know, I can't find anything wrong with you. How many of you out there have had that said to you by doctors? So what do they give you? They give you a painkiller or an antidepressant, you know, anti-anxiety or some other issue. And, in fact, I found in this particular generation that they call the millennials right now, there's a tremendous amount of them dealing with anxiety. And I know it's because, it's an amazing amount. I mean, which is a whole other show, and we don't have time to go into today. But, you know, it's like if your child has ADD or, you know, is bipolar or their anxiety disorders, it certainly we want to look at diet. We want to look at, you know, situations, and we certainly want to follow all that the doctor asks of us to follow for that person. But there's also, I feel, other things going on within the soul on a spiritual level that seems to be, you know, hanging over this particular generation. So that's just my opinion on it, on an intuitive level and on a psychic level. But I'm sure you found that to be true as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of times people, too, are not doing what they love. And so there's a reason for that. You know, why are they, you know, why do they have this pattern? And why are they, you know, in a job that they hate and it's stressing out their life? So, you know, that's another thing, too. And there's people that have had eczema and they say, I can't get rid of it. These creams aren't working. And, you know, you go back and there's this source of anxiety and stress and itching to get out of their current life circumstances. So, you know, the mind-body connection is very important and significant in what we're doing here.
Well, mind-body and spirit, because it's soul. Our soul carries all knowledge. Our soul, when we pass on, we carry with us all that we learned, all that we didn't learn, all that we experienced. And it's from whatever lifetime we're in. And it all is part of this amazing bank of information. It's part of our soul. When we're born again into the earthly plane, we say, well, why don't I remember my past lives? And that's why we need someone like yourself, Colleen, because if we were to remember everything that we have gone through, I mean, it's part of us to access. It would not only be overwhelming, but it would end up being destructive. Because let's say you had to work out a person that abused you in another life. That person comes into your life as an abuser. This person comes into your life as a father, mother, you know, spouse, whatever. And if you remember the abuse, or if you remember what, or maybe you're the one who abused them, whatever that might be, you would not be able to work this through. You would be angry. You would be destructive. You would just not have anything to do with that part of the soul. So when you're dealing with past life regression and you go into that, you're then facing it straight on, wherever that you were disrupted, and being able to then heal it. So then we can expedite it. Now, does that necessarily mean that it won't reoccur? I personally think that sometimes it may reoccur, not that the hypnosis didn't solve that particular problem, but maybe they had several issues that they needed to kind of quantify from different relationships that they had in other lifetimes. But with that being said, Colleen, I would like it if you would stay in the show for the hour. I am going to the phones and see if we can get some mini readings in, because I know we have a lot of anxious people to hear that. But everyone who's listening, if you have a question for Colleen, she's going to stand by. If you want to talk to her about, you know, what I find so helpful, which is that past life regression therapy. So, Colleen, I'll put you on hold for a moment.
All right. Absolutely.
Okay, and we're going to go up to, get so many people on the line. Already, we're going to open up the line. Oh, I guess we lost them. I had somebody on from England that was on hold, and I guess he had to leave. Oh, there he is. I think he left and came back, so we want to go to him. And hello, this is Wendy Powers. Can you hear me, Deep? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Wendy.
Is this Deep?
Yes, this is Deep, Wendy. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. And you're calling from the United Kingdom?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah, we're having a little delay in that, you know, we're trying to make sure we're tuned into you. So let me get into you a little bit here and see what's going on. Oh, interesting. Boy, you're really been going through, there's a person in your life that came in and out of your life in a relationship, but it's like you're almost in distress with this woman, this person. Did this relationship come into your life? And then all of a sudden there was like this breakup, and then you weren't sure whether or not it was going to come back, but it's come back. Because I feel a disruption in a relationship, and you didn't know if it was going to come back. because I can feel, and we're having a little delay with our phone line, but it's been a very difficult kind of, it's like you've been putting it out to the universe to find the right person for yourself, you know, to have to make sure that you bring that right person to you. But I kept feeling a relationship that was already in your life, but it kind of went through a pause, I guess. It wasn't like a breakup, but a pause. Like you're not with each other at this time. And then it came back. So like right about now it's coming back. Does that make sense to you? Oh, my. All right, somehow we lost Deep, and I'm sorry about that. So we'll move on. Okay, so it was a bad connection, so we'll move on. So, okay, we're going to go to the phone line again and see who we get. All righty. Sorry, we have trouble with there must be Mercury retrograde. For those of you who are astrologers, you'll have to let me know. Come on. Alrighty, well, we'll have to stop on that one for a minute. And okay, so we're going to try again. Okay, hello. Is this Joe?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Where are you calling from?
From Lansing.
Oh, well, it's a little closer. So
yes.
We'll keep you on the line a little longer. It's frustrating. You know, I've had people call from all over India and Italy and all over the place, but it's sometimes difficult with the lines. And so this is a nice clear line. Okay.
Yes,
so,
good.
All right, Joe. Well, the big thing with you is it, you know, you're going to go through, didn't you just go through some classes? Because I see a change in the direction of your career, you know, but it's because, but you did take some classes up.
Yes.
You know, and the classes, you just completed them or you're just about to complete them?
Both.
Okay, because that's what I was getting both, but you're wondering whether or not, of course, with career comes advancement and a job. You know, we went through this career change. And I was looking at by no later than June, you're actually in a different position, you know, I say a different position instead of a different job, but a different position, because it was like you had a job, and then there was like we decided to go through these classes, and now this advances you.
Okay.
And because you actually are going to be in a different company, but it's like you're doing something but more on a higher advanced level within the same, it might even be a parent company, something that's connected to the company that you were working for. Were you out of work for a while? Because I see kind of this gap between these two, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, yeah, okay. And now yep. We're going to be going into, like I said, this is what you're doing right now is perfect because you are going to find that it pays off big time. Now, one of the things that you're wondering is it going to take you out of the area that you're in? And, you know, because it's this new job change, you know, and not at this time.
Okay.
I feel that, you know, you're going to stay where you're at this time. That doesn't mean you won't be transferred later in about a year, but I do feel this is where you're going to get that connection. Also, yeah, and so you're on the right track, hon, and you know, and the most important thing I feel from you, which I'm so happy, is you're out of your depression. You know, you're moving out of it. I can just feel this lift off you.
Yeah.
You know, because you were in a depression for a while, and I'm just feeling you. Just I'm just getting chills all over. You're just
mm-hmm.
feeling.
I'm too.
Yeah, and you're just feeling this wonderful hope, but more importantly, knowing. See, there's a difference between hope and knowing. Hope is I want. Knowing is I know it is there, and that's where you're at. You know it is there. Before you used to have lost hope, and now you know it's there. You didn't believe in yourself enough, and congratulations for you for being the one who supported yourself and pulled yourself up out of that and just kept trucking on, which was difficult for you. You know,
yeah,
it was very difficult. It's not that you don't have the intelligence to do this completion of the class. It's the emotional space that you were in. And
yeah.
And that once you got past that emotional space, you know, you're amazing. So, well, good luck to you, Joe. I know you're on the right track.
Thank
Did you have any questions
so
for Colleen? Oh, well, you're welcome. Did you have a question for Colleen or?
No, I just wanted to let her know that within 5 minutes I had been on her website and I had sent an inquiry to make an appointment in mid-May.
Yes.
The synchronicities that led me to call into this show this morning are absolutely
mm-hmm.
insane. And so you were dead on in
yes.
your reading, Wendy, by the way, dead on. I have no doubt that Colleen will absolutely be able to help me because my call was about blocks. So,
I could feel that. I could feel that. But you're like
yeah.
I said, you're on your way. Well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day, Joe.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. You too. Bye bye.
Okay. So yeah, and for those of you who would like to know more about Colleen, she's on my website and more complete understanding of where her office is, her phone number, and what she does exactly in detail. And so you want to go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. If that's too much to remember, just Google in psychic Wendy Powers. Make sure you put psychic Wendy Powers, and that will take you to the front pages of my website. Once you're on my website, go under the radio show, and I know a lot of you already are because, you know, as Joe was saying, she was able to see Colleen's website there. And you'll read about Colleen. You can make an appointment with Colleen. Highly suggest it. It's very, very important to really kind of clean house, as they say, and know how to clear yourself from all blocks. But anyway, we're going to go to our next call. All right.
Hello.
We have Lena. Hello,
yes,
Lena.
Hi.
Where are
you
calling? Oh, I'm wonderful. Where are you calling from, Lena?
Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, great. Well, that's beautiful and sunny, but I'm not jealous because it's gorgeous here in Detroit.
mm-hmm.
You know, we're having beautiful weather. All right, let me get tuned into you, hon. Didn't you just have a new interview? I see an interview that you just went through. This is for your career?
I have another one Monday and Tuesday. I mean, just nothing seems to be coming about. I've been homeless for a year.
Yeah, but you got an interview. I see a new interview. So you said there's an interview Monday.
And one on Tuesday.
And one on Tuesday. The one on Tuesday you're definitely getting. And bless you for being homeless and staying strong. But Tuesday, I just feel now there are different types of jobs, the one on Monday and Tuesday. But I definitely see Tuesday. Do you have a better feeling about the one on Tuesday?
I felt that on the phone when I spoke to him. But he works out of his house, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem that stable. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's okay. I'm just telling you what I feel, but that doesn't mean that, you know, so many people work out of their house today. And,
yeah.
you know, including major corporations will employ people to work out of their home. So now the one on Monday, unless they ask you back for a second interview on Tuesday as well, because it's on Tuesday, I felt you're going to know that you're going to have a job. On the one on Monday, that's for a bigger corporation.
Yeah.
For a bigger, so maybe that's the one, but they're going to call you back in for a second interview on Tuesday. Tuesday just comes through very strong as when you're going to know, you know, so you're not going to be unemployed anymore, darling. You know, that's the most important thing. I see the interview, the fact that you're going to be working, and, you know, it's great. Now, part of what they're trying to do is put you into, maybe the guy on Tuesday, it has to do more with, you know, sales and marketing and that kind of thing. But I felt that, well, we're getting a lot of interference from, I guess, you're walking outside. So hopefully you heard what I said, but I do feel very strongly that you are going to definitely get that job. But we're going to have to let you go at the second because we are getting a lot of interference from your line. But I hope that helped you and bless you, and you have a wonderful interview. I'll send you energy. You're going to get that job.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Sorry about that. We had to jump out of that call a little early because there was just too much interference. And we're going to go to one more call here, and then you stay on the line, Colleen, because we're going to go back to you after another call here. You know what? Well, let's do this. We're going to go to Cindy. Hello, Cindy. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Well, do you know if we're Mercury retrograde or something? We're having more problems with our phone lines today, you know. So where are you calling from?
I'm Troy, Michigan.
Troy, Michigan. Okay, great. Well, you asked our producer if Colleen gives readings. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, well, let's ask her because, you know, I don't know. I know she's a hypnotherapist, but let's see if we can bring Colleen on the line. Hello,
Thank
Colleen.
You.
Did you hear that?
Yes, she was asking if I do readings.
Yes.
Is that a
yes.
question? I don't do readings, but I will say that I'm very intuitive, so when I'm working with a client, a lot of times, you know, I'll just get a feeling and a knowing, and I've always had that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as personal readings like Wendy does, I do not do those.
But, it's always good to know that anybody who deals on that level like you are, Colleen, that's why I was so impressed with you when you came into my office, is that I could feel that you had that higher intuition. And the interesting thing is that with having that higher intuition, as you get right to knowing how to interview that person and kind of, you know, unveil what's going on with them, but not necessarily like I'm doing, but when you're guiding them in the
yeah.
past life regression.
It's definitely not how you're doing it, but definitely when I am interviewing somebody, a lot of times, you know, I'll be able to pick up on how they're feeling, what's going on, to certain things like that. I'll automatically know before they even have to necessarily describe it to me, get into it. So it is very beneficial in what I do.
Well, Cindy, too, talking to our guest, online, you have a very good intuition yourself. I'm picking that up. And, you know, it's just I do see, though, that you put blocks up with your intuition. Your intuitiveness, and you get it. Do you get it more in your dreams but I just feel very strongly it's like wanting to break out and become more confident in it.
Okay.
Have you been kind of struggling with, you know, not struggling but discovering is a better word, your intuition?
Yes. And I
yeah.
feel that when I don't follow it, it messes up my life. And when I follow it, it usually leads me in the right path.
Yeah, because I feel you're meant to be professional. You're meant to be out there doing amazing things for people. You have more of a healing energy, though. You know, your intuition follows more physical healing. You know, you may find you feel people, you know, that you actually kind of are more empathetic sometimes. You feel things. Like if you go into a room or especially a mall or someplace that's really crowded, you could almost get ill, you know, because I just feel you're like almost empathetic to the feelings that's so strong at times. Have you gone through those experiences?
Not where I feel ill, but I read people very, very well. I mean, I can
right.
be
you
in a group of individuals and I can pick up within minutes.
Oh, yeah, you can. Like I said, you're professional. You're meant to be professional if you're not, you know, because I feel very strongly, and maybe what I'm saying when I say that is a lot of times when people haven't trained it and they're intuitive the way you are and have that empathetic connection to people, meaning that you absorb it, they can get overwhelmed. And that's why, you know, they get anxious if they're, like, in a mall and it's not controlled by you. Like if you're in a room to do readings and you've done your meditation and you're able to focus, yeah, you have a definite higher spiritual connection. I mean, you are an evolved soul. And so you need to continue on with that. That's your mission. And I can feel that very strongly. So definitely keep developing. And I'm always developing. We always, when we're here, to find our direction. But I really do feel that you can deal with spirit, meaning people that come in from the other side, you know, but you also have that healing ability. So sometimes we have different things. Like I'm psychic, but I can be a medium, but also I feel that you're psychic, but you have also that healing ability. One can heal on many different levels. You can touch heal. You can just give them advice on what they need to do to heal themselves. You know, but you definitely have that extra ability to help pinpoint to where their emotions are and their problems are and be able to help them. Much like what Colleen does, what Colleen's using, you know, her healing ability to kind of focus in on the subconscious mind. And I'm sure that makes sense to you, Cindy.
It does. Actually, it does. Very much so.
Well, good.
Thank you.
And you're absolutely welcome. And you have a blessed day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Colleen, we have you on the line still. Hi. And, you know, and this is very important part, which we didn't talk about a little bit earlier, and that is, you know, it to be really good at what you do, it's just like I've talked to many astrologers in my time, to really be good at what they do, it's more than just the training or the numbers. It's that intuition. It's that higher self-intuition, which you have. And that's why I was so excited to have you walk in my door. But tell me your website, because I have people going to my website to learn more about you. But what is your website?
Yeah, my website is swanson-hypnotherapy.com. So that's swanson-hypnotherapy.com.
And, you know, this is something that Colleen is, of course, in the area, the Metro Detroit area. But is this something that you could do for somebody outside of your area? Could you do it remotely? Is it possible?
No, it's not something that I do remotely, and I don't recommend that it's done that way. It's really best to have the person to come here and to do it that way.
Yeah, and okay, and because I know sometimes people do things through webcams and stuff like that, but if they got a hold of you, do you know anybody that you might be able to recommend in a different area? Is there like a group of people that are from the quantum healing hypnosis therapy kind of,
I could definitely, if somebody were to contact me and they're far away, I could definitely help them to figure out who would be the right person for them to go see.
Okay, that would be wonderful because, as you know, we talk to people all over the world, but I really do think it's important for you to, let people know that they're not lost just because they're out of the metro area.
No, absolutely not.
But well, we're going to go back to the phones. You hang on, Colleen, and I think this is going to be another one that you might be able to help as well. Okay, we have Anastasia on the line.
Hi. Hello. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Good morning,
Anastasia. Thank you for taking my call.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from beautiful Westland, Michigan.
Yay! And it is beautiful today, by the way.
Yes.
Yes, it's beautiful today. Interesting. I felt that this was going to be a call that Colleen might be able to help us with, too. But what you're stuck with is moving into finding your purpose.
Yes.
You know,
thank you.
You know, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily about love and job. It's purpose. And you know, you've struggled a little bit. You kind of dabbled in the metaphysics and, you know, in trying to figure out what you might, you know, do if that's it. You know, you've struggled with even religion. And the thing is that you're stuck in thinking, what am I really, really good at? Now, I got to tell you, you would be a very good in the medical or medical intuitive. I don't know if that's ever occurred to you, but you seem to sense people, or you're empathetic. You kind of remind me of the person who helps people, fixes people, wants to fix people. You're like, everybody comes to you, you know, and you know, you'd make a good therapist, too. You know, it's like one of those people that people come to that fix it thing, you know. But, you know, you're helping everybody but yourself, and you're not sure what to do or to go forward. But I know that it may be kind of something you hadn't thought about, so you may not be able to comment exactly, you know, like, oh, yeah, I do that. But I just think that you would be really good as again, another intuitive, but a medical intuitive. maybe dealing in Reiki, dealing in something that dealt with that type of medical, you know, more trained healing. Because the bad thing is you're very logical, you know, and it's hard for you. No, that's a good thing. But when you're metaphysical, right, it's kind of hard to be logical and just let it go and just trust in what you're feeling, you know. But, you know, but that's part of it. So because we're looking at the stuff of purpose, and, you know, you really would love to volunteer and help and do so many things for people, because I just see you're just that fixer and that person who wants to get out there and do things for other people. I bet you fight yourself to run to places where people are in distress, you know, because you want to help. And do you find yourself in that situation?
Yes, Wendy, I have chills as you're talking. I can't believe you understand me like that. I definitely feel like I'm an empath. I've been to crowded places and mediumship readings, and all of a sudden I just close down because I'm feeling all these emotions of everything around me, and I can't process it. I had a specific question for Colleen this morning as well.
Absolutely.
Just recently I went through some extensive past life regression, and it was very interesting and quite an eye-opener, but it wasn't the Dolores Cannon method. And what I don't understand is the difference between quantum healing hypnotherapy and the past life regression therapy, like, for instance, what Dr. Brian Weiss teaches and does. So I'm trying to understand the difference.
Great question. Well, let us get Colleen and answer that.
Yeah, so, you know, this technique is different in a couple ways. And with the regression therapy itself, you know, I don't know if he takes you, what seems he takes you through. A lot of times with this therapy, you know, the individual is being regressed and guided through, you know, an appropriate past life from the first scene they view throughout the various periods of that life. And then eventually we go through to the death scene. And so sometimes there's things there that need to be cleared. But as I mentioned earlier with the list of questions, you know, that's afterward we go through the regression, then we deal with those when you're still in that state, and we deal with the higher self, the subconscious, and we work through that list of questions and see, you know, what's causing this block, you know, what's it relating to right now, and how can I clear it?
Yes.
Does that answer your question?
Well, I had to put her on mute for a second. It definitely answers that. Okay, so... And also, you brought up, thank you, Anastasia. You have a blessed day. And by the way, I just want to say this to you. I think it's very important that you get, you know, to learn how to block all that, because you're overwhelmed, but you're meant to be a healer. You're meant to put together, you know, not a healer in the sense of like a medical intuitive. And you're getting a lot of noise coming through your phone line, so I hope you can hear it. So what does that mean? You could actually pick up files, medical files, or somebody comes to you, and you can see what's wrong and how to get right to it and help them figure out what's wrong and where to go to be taken care of. You were a medical doctor in another life, or you were in medical in another life. I feel medical, Mary, like a Florence Nightingale, you know, like a nurse. But you were definitely in that. But that's why you have such empathy. You want to take care of animals and people. You want to heal their wounds, and you just feel their pain. And but you were in wartime medical fields. I can see. I mean, you know, like war. You know, on the war field. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of voice from your line. But do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Pardon?
Are you there? Did you hear what I said to you? I mean, okay.
Yes.
And how, can you sense what I'm saying to you? You know, you've been in that direction.
Absolutely.
Now, so that you know, again, I think Colleen could maybe help, you know, with that one more layer that you want to, you know, go through to get to that.
Sure.
And so that you're
sure.
not emotionally broken down from it. Instead, you can be strong with it, because I just feel too much emotional breakdown with you. And you need to be stronger.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Okay, sweetheart. Bless you. And you have a beautiful
you
weekend.
Too.
It's beautiful.
You too.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. And, you know, Colleen, I want to just bring up real quickly, too, that you know, we're talking about expense. Now, here's a lady, Anastasia, and I love that name, went through, you know, a lot of expensive. She used the word expensive hypnotherapy or regression therapy. What I also find very, very good about what you are and who you do, you're not taking advantage. You're giving people 4 hours for only $295. Is that correct?
Correct,
Okay. How inexpensive is that? A couple of times to a hypnotherapist who isn't solving the problem or just trying to unveil the problem, you are getting, you know, and it's costing you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You're getting right to the point through your interview. You're taking care of the problem, however long it takes. One session, that is such a value. I find that people get caught up on money when they really should see value. And I think that you're giving so much for the value and so of what you give back in this. So so know that, Anastasia, and anybody who would like to go see Colleen, that you are getting to the problem. You are solving that problem. You are giving, like something will cost, and I know this because I've interviewed people, that could cost well over $1,500. You're for only a couple of hours or maybe 1 hour, and you're $295. You're giving 4 hours of extensive look at that person, and then going into their problem and being able to you know, help them and heal that. That's impressive, Colleen.
Yeah, you know, that's why I said to people, because a lot of people say, "Wow, 4 hours," but you know, a lot of people don't want to have to come back every week. And like I said, it's so important for somebody to be able to sit down and not have that time limit, to be able to go through and talk about their life and their childhood and just really getting a sense of who they are and what led them to where they are right now in their life. And, you know, really quickly for our last caller, what I would say is, you know, sometimes in past lives we're trying to fulfill a destiny, or we're trying to do something that helps people, and maybe something happened and now we come into this lifetime and there's that fear and it's blocking us from moving forward. So that you felt was really intuitive. You know, maybe there's a block from a past life that's going on with that.
Well, this is where we kind of connected, Colleen, is that if Anastasia came to me in a full one-hour reading, you know, I would have been able to get into all that, because I could feel from her she's had a lifetime of emotional distress. And, you know, we could get right to it, because I immediately could feel that she had picked up some of her anxiety and some of her distress from being, like I said, on the war field as a nurse and or, you know, medical, you know, some, you didn't have to be trained to be on the in a war, you know, theater and still work with helping people heal or just wound up, you know, wrap up their wounds or try to just, you know, sit by them while they're going through this great pain and suffering and anxiety from being in the war. And so I would send them to someone like you. And then you could be able to say, okay, I saw the problem, you know, and now you can take them to the next level. And it's more than just a past life regression. You're actually doing in that time period a healing, which is very, very important. You know, I find that's why I was so impressed with, well, I should never be impressed with the universe in the sense that I ask for it, it shall come.
Yeah.
You know, he was putting it out there. Please bring me somebody who can do this, and they shall come. And speaking of that, I'd like to let everyone know on the air that you can also come to me for a full one-hour reading. And like I said, I have my offices in Novi, Michigan, and you can go onto my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. You can see where my office is and book. You can call my phone number. It's on the website. And we'll set you up with an appointment, a one-hour appointment. You can come into the office, but I also read people all over the world. Just like I'm here on the air, I'm being both a host and a psychic. Can you imagine if I focus just on you? And I'm able to tune into you, past, present, future, wherever. You know how my psyche works. Whatever you need, my psyche goes right to that right away. Without asking questions, it's just there, and I'm able to help you. And some of you may need to go to Colleen. She's also in my website for the rest of the month, and you will want to go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com and click on the radio tab, and you will see her. Also, in there is, if you don't want to go to Body, Mind, Spirit Guide too as well at the moment, to learn more about Colleen, I wrote the article, Your Future May Be in Your Past, and that is under the article tab in my website. The whole article is in there, again, with all the information that you need to get a hold of Colleen. And so we want to make sure we bring that. So a one-hour reading with me in my office or anywhere in the world is possible, so you'll want to go in there and read about that. Plus, you get a little bit more understanding of what we, you know, I do as well as Colleen by able to read it and kind of absorb it through the website. Let's see if we can get one more quick call in. It's going to have to be quick. So, all right, we're going to go to, is this Kathy?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Well, you seem to have a lot of issues, even though you got, you know, a lot, you have a very high psyche yourself, and you've been really doubting yourself, though.
Yes.
You know, you just, I sit there, and it's almost like, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want it to be in this short period of time, so we can't get into it too deeply, but it's almost like you were repressed from your childhood. You know, it's like doubt, doubt, doubt. I don't know what I can do. You sit in a logical place. I want to be spiritual, but I'm held back by the traditional ideas of our, you know, our spiritual path versus, you know, my opening up my psyche. So when you, even when you do get intuition, or even if it comes through a dream, you sit back and you're trying to figure out, okay, now what do I do with that? You know, you're just kind of in an unsure place sometimes with yourself and your spiritual direction. Now, the good thing is you really do have a good psyche, and you know that. But you just, like I said, you get yourself caught in doubt. You know, but you do have a direction. You know, you have an interesting ability. I think that you're supposed to help people as well, but you draw yourself into helping people in a more speaking or therapy way. And, oh, darn, we have the music going on. But anyway, I will just say to you, you know, and again, I wish we would have had more time, but, you know, bless you. And I do know you're going to find that journey, but you develop your psyche. And, you know, don't doubt it, because you really do have purpose. I know I kind of sense what that is, but we don't have time to get into that right now. But you're kind of like through the worst of it, and... You know, I did, well, again, time. Oh, boy, that's so frustrating. Not enough time. But, Kathy, have a beautiful and blessed day right now. And
Thank you. Maybe
we'll talk again.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. And, Colleen, you're still on the line. We're going to also say goodbye. Is there anything else you'd like to say to anyone before we sign off for the show?
Yeah, you know, the only thing I wanted to mention, which it says on my website, is that I also do make sure that there's a recording for somebody to take home of their session with me. So that's always great as well for them to continue to be able to listen and go through that.
Very, very good. Thank you for bringing that up. Very good point. Very important, too. It's not just something to take into hypnosis, but something to review. It's like with my reading. I record or ask people to record all my readings because it gets into such detail. They'll forget it when they walk away and, you know,
right.
So that's a very, very, very good point. Colleen, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. And
yes, honey,
anybody,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you as well. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I know you will in this beautiful, we're here in Michigan and it's beautiful and sunny, and we will just enjoy this weekend. Thank you so much, Colleen. And everyone, I will be here next Saturday, the first Saturday of the month, which in June, and I will take your readings, and I will do many readings, and we will have a spiritual topic. I'm not sure what that will be at this point, but if you have suggestions on what you would like me to cover, please go to my website, and there's a place for you to put in suggestions, or even if you'd like to be a guest on my show. You know, and you tell me what you do and what you could contribute to the show. And again, go to WendyPowers-Clairvoyant.com. Thank you, and you have a beautiful and blessed day.